Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it may be, wherever you are in the world. This is Kim Mazel, First Lady of House Music, and you're listening to my podcast, Young Hearts Run Free. Today is the beginning of Series 3, Episode 1, and this is 2022, and I'd like to talk about the aftermath of the pandemic and just trying to keep up with mental health awareness and so many things as people try to find their way back into their workplace, back into some type of rhythm since we have all been pretty much uprooted from what we knew. I'm just going to have to talk from my situation, really. I mean, I'm really quite excited because next weekend or the end of this month, May, will be my first gig out of the country, my first one. So I'll be performing for a 90s festival, and it has been changed and rescheduled since 2020, the beginning of the whole pandemic thing. And I'm really excited about it. I know lots of other people in my peer group working have had work and this and that. I've not been so lucky. A couple weeks ago was my first gig in the nightclubs, and I went to Liverpool. There's been some scattered bits and pieces, but for the most part, it's been very, very difficult. So there are other people who are finding it hard to readjust and things, and some people are coming out like really crazy. I was in London last weekend, or just this weekend, and there was a football match, and it was so much like, I mean, it was like a bat out of hell. So many people were released into the wild or into the freedom or whatever. And they were just really, really off the rails a bit, you know, because people have been locked up so much. It's been really, really hard. The young people I saw in Liverpool, they just were letting their young hearts run free because they'd been locked up, you know, and learning remotely. So for me, 2022, just here in May, things are opening up. My tour was canceled in March, which was awful for me. And I had to rely on some income from other sources that just, I don't know, just it's just too much. But anyway, I'm looking forward to what's going to happen in the future, the next couple of years as we rebuild hospitality, events, festivals, corporate gigs, and live entertainment. So I'm really, really happy. Stay tuned for part 2 of episode 1, series 3. This is Kim Mazel. Thank you guys so much. Let your young hearts run free. Okay, it says stop recording. Oh, well, maybe I'm not supposed to stop. You know, this is my first time back on this. How many minutes do I get? Okay, let's rewind that. I can continue to talk. Oh, that's so good. So like I was saying, I'm really getting excited a bit about, you know, this first going away event. Traveling has been a little bit up and down. I lost quite a lot of people, so I'm really trying to heal a lot from a lot of things. I suffer from anxieties and different types of little, you know, issues. And I have for a while, but I was able to handle it, you know, because I was working or whatever. And the isolation of the lockdown really got me bad. So I'm not one to share or talk about it. So for me to open this up on this forum is very vulnerable for me, but I feel like I am standing in the need of prayer, as they say, but a little bit of help as well. So I'm just trying to reach out to anybody else who is still having this problem with, you know, dealing with the aftermath of the pandemic, as I said. But I'll be coming back for episode part 2 of episode 1. And yes, let your young heart run free. Okay, hi, we're back. This is Kim Zell, Young Hearts Run Free, my podcast. We're on series 3, episode 1, and this is part 2 of that episode. And I'm just kind of dealing with aftermath of the pandemic. My last sort of podcasts were in 2020 when it was all beginning and things like that. And 2021 kind of took me out a bit, and we're in 2022 now, in the middle in May, and I'm kind of just getting like some away gigs. Well, my first one the end of this month, and I had my first nightclub gig like about a couple of weeks ago. 2021, I had just a few dabs here and there, but I see a lot of people have been working, and good for them, and I'm congratulations and all of that. And people are going back into, you know, like doing festivals. I've got one in August and one I think in June. And normally, like in 2019, as I was building up everything, I would have had loads and loads, but it just kind of fell off. And as I said, we're dealing with the aftermath of the pandemic. A lot of us are finding it hard to get back into work or to build back up that momentum that we had. Some people have been displaced from, you know, what they knew. And I know we had to like survive and in survival mode. And me being away in a foreign country by myself, because it felt more foreign to me than it ever did because of the isolation and just no family for help. It was very, very hard for me. And I'm, you know, like I said, still just trying to deal with the aftermath, you know, of it, and rebuild my confidence, rebuild my trust, rebuild a lot of things. So if anybody else is out there like that, I just want to say we got to just support each other, hold on, and keep our heads up best we can. But you can't ignore it. And yeah, you can't ignore it. So yeah, so some of the things that I'm doing is just like trying to exercise in my home. I was an avid swimmer before the lockdowns, before COVID and all of that, like 2015, 16, all the way up to 19. I was doing 20 laps twice, three times a week to help with my anxiety and some mental health, you know, just trying to maintain issues that I had before. Swimming helped, gigging helped, life, you know, I had things to do. The lockdown, there was no swimming, there was no, so I'm finding it hard to go back to the pool, which is really weird. And because that's one of the things that helps me deal with you know, what I'm trying to do, but I'm trying to, you know, stay in an even keel. So I'm trying to get back to the pool, but I just haven't had the confidence to go back. And I don't know why. But anyway, like I said, a lot of people are really finding it hard to put their foot back in the water, or just not getting the work or the offers. So we're doing other things. I'm trying to go back to school and learn some other things that is in my industry, but just another strand or string to the bow. Even during the lockdown, I, you know, did some different type of work until they said, well, we don't need anybody because we overbooked and over there's too many people here, you know, so, you know, we can't do anything for you right now. But all in all, I've kept my head up. I want everybody to, you know, keep their heads up, let your young heart run free, and continue to do that. But I just thought it was very important. I don't know if this is Mental Health Awareness Month or anything like that. I don't care what time it is for that. It needs to be talked about. And I just wanted to encourage anybody and everybody that's just trying to deal with sort of like the fallout from the pandemic and trying to get back into a rhythm. You know, do what you have to do. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Yeah, look after your life and your family, and let your young hearts run free. So I love you. Peace and hair grease. This is Kim Mazzell, First Lady of House Music. Thank you for listening. Bye. For now.